Rabbi Sidney Greenberg had a wonderful story. His nephew had come to visit. It was spring break or something like this, and they were sitting down to a meal, and he asked his very young nephew to recite the bracha for the motzi. It's a simple one line, and he'd already checked in, and his nephew had learned it, but he looks up at his uncle, and he says, "I forgot it." And he says, "You forgot it? You just learned it." And his nephew looks up and he says, "I have a very good forgettery." I have a very good forgettery. And actually, most of us have a very good forgettery. It's actually a benefit to forget as well as to remember. It's sort of like pouring out your cup so that you can hold it out so it'll get filled again. Forgetting is a chance and the opportunity that we get to learn new things. And forgetting is okay as long as we remember to be open to what we have forgotten, to receiving it again. And that's not as easy for us. We have that sort of problem really exemplified by Pharaoh in this Parshat Bo in the form of hardening his heart. Because ultimately, hardening your heart is a refusal to forget. It is clinging tight to what you think you already know and what is already there. It's a refusal to learn something new because you didn't forget what was essential. You didn't forget that maybe what you know is not the only way. It's a deep part of our Jewish culture that's really captured in this parsha, because this is in the middle of these final three plagues. In the middle of these plagues, Moses interrupts the people who are trying to gain their freedom, who are oppressed, who are suffering, who you might think would be in a place of having forgotten everything. And he says, "By the way, this is how you celebrate Passover. And when your children ask you about it and say, 'Ma ha'avodah hazot,' what is this stuff? This is what you should say." So the part of forgetting that really makes it worthwhile is if we're willing to ask questions afterwards. And we know that is such a deeply Jewish quality. But I worry that maybe we as a people aren't as good at asking questions as we once were. We're in such an age of certainty. How can we remember to ask these questions? And I have to say that having a forgettery and then seeking to fill that up again by asking requires that we stop in a way that Pharaoh couldn't stop. He was just locked in this hardened path and he couldn't shift. And I bet that in this world, which is so packed full of stimulus and noise and activity, that a lot of the times we forget to ask. We forget to wonder. We forget to ask the big questions that we asked as children and that are the heart of what it is to be alive, to wonder, to imagine, to just think that something could be different, that maybe we don't have to be slaves. But you know what? None of us is more busy or more preoccupied than an enslaved people fighting for their freedom, desperate to get out. And in the midst of that, that is when Moses stops and teaches and reminds them about the power of question. It's when we are most preoccupied that we need to stop and wonder and ask and imagine. So I leave that to you at Parshat Bo. on the precipice of our leaving next week out of Egypt, to understand that it is the question itself that sets us free and not the answer. Imagine well, ponder, wonder, reignite your childlike curiosity, ask good questions. Shabbat Shalom.